You clearly you know now that Queen Elizabeth II died on Friday at the age of 96, and of course the entire world took notice. And whether or not you're a watcher of the royal family or care much, I do not. I don't, except for the historical significance. I find the history to be interesting. King Charles III now, the monarch. Yeah, King Charles III is the sovereign. And if I get any of the terminology wrong about it, I don't care. Just thought I'd throw that out there. But King Charles, yeah, he's one of those jet-setting, more money than you can even imagine sort of folks that thinks that you should not have a car, that you, while he flies around in his private jet, you should be restricted in what you can do. You have to hear, this is just from a few months ago, and I thought I would share this, Byte 16, because it shows you who he is when it comes to, you know, he's just another environmental radical. Byte 16, go.
So, ladies and gentlemen, my plea today is for countries to come together to create the environment that enables every sector of industry to take the action required. We know this will take trillions, not billions of dollars. We also know that countries, many of whom are burdened by growing levels of debt, simply cannot afford to go green. Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
Oh, fundamental economic transition. So is this about the environment, or is this about something else? I'm a little confused again. He said there's a global-style military campaign that needs to be reviewed and pursued. A global military campaign and a transition of wealth? Well, that does seem a bit unusual now, doesn't it? Ah, yes. King Charles. This is why the monarch will... The royal family is... Queen Elizabeth held that royal family together. Love or hate or don't care, doesn't matter. That's a fact. And over on Chicken Noodle News... They are demanding the royal family, led by King Charles III, they're demanding he address multiple generations of grievances now. Multiple generations of grievances. You owe us money. Money. Byte number seven. Byte seven, go.
In the 70 years of her being on the throne, many cultures and many faiths have flourished in these past seven decades. But there is an ongoing, particularly in the wake of Black Lives Matter, particularly in the protests that erupted all over the world after what happened in Minnesota, here as well, in France, in other parts of these nations that had colonial servants, let's face it. People were in service to this empire. The wealth of this empire was derived on the back of the people of their empire.
On display in the palace.
Right, on display everywhere, and in the crown and everywhere. So what we're saying is that there is the generation of multicultural and diverse Britons who want this answered, who want to see their monarch finally talk about what it means and what, you know, potentially the idea of reparations, definitely justice, right?
Mm-hmm. Reparations and justice, and yeah, mm-hmm. They want you to pay back for the generations and generations and generations that came before you. Which reminded me of this comment from Mark Levin. When he nails the left of the wall when it comes to the fat cats, the globalists, the King Charles III's of this world, the Joe Bidens, the Bernie Sanders, all of them. All of them. Byte 6, listen to this. Byte 6, go.
The book Animal Farm. Remember that book? You probably read it when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
And it was a takeoff on the old Soviet Union. And so the livestock, they're looking in the window and they see the human beings living it up, eating wonderfully, overweight, eating some of their colleagues, as a matter of fact. And they decide that's enough of it. So we workers are going to rise up and overthrow them, the workers being the animals. So in the end, that's exactly what they do, and they're forming their society. And at the end, of course, the animals are looking in the window, and who's sitting in there in the place of the humans are the pigs. And the pigs are doing exactly the same things that the humans did. Well, not to be crass, that's the Democrat Party. They're the pigs.
And that is where you leave that. Read Animal Farm if you haven't. I don't know why you wouldn't have, but if you didn't read Animal Farm, you certainly should. Because in the end, it's all the same. Those that get power are the pigs. Those that get the power are the pigs. Something else here, kind of a big deal. Donald Trump, former president, made a surprise visit to Washington, D.C. yesterday, arriving at Dulles Airport in Virginia, used by those heading to the Capitol often. He's heading to a vehicle waiting on the asphalt, wearing golf shoes and a white polo top. He heads on over. Motorcade of vehicles then drives away. Nobody's quite sure why he was there. Was he going to play golf or was he doing something else? Some are speculating because he's going to be arrested. Well, we'll see. Trump is in D.C. 57 days before the election, which is right around the DOJ's alleged 60-day threshold. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. Donald Trump, just telling you, he was there yesterday. Not sure what happened. But we'll keep an eye. Because if it's something important, we'll let you know, that's for sure. Jenna Quinn, Dr. Marie Cosgrove, Ramiro Cerda, and a whole bunch more still to come on the program today. So don't you go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.